This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
$1,000.
That's good money.
Yeah, it's solid. Solid money. Who doesn't want that? Maybe you can take your girlfriend shopping. Right, Yuzi?
Yep.
So you got $1,000,
or somebody else's, or somebody else's girlfriend shopping is what how that played out.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Maybe you don't have to strip your way through college, you know?
Yeah, $1,000. Okay.
Oh, I'm just saying.
What's that going to get you? A couple classes.
Back in the day, I don't know what you're getting a month, but that's your one job that you had there.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting thing.
It's weird that you knew all those strippers, you know? I mean, I guess it's not weird.
Why? You knew a stripper.
I knew one. One. Mm-hmm. It was a friend of a friend, by the way. Mm-hmm. I didn't meet her at the club.
A friend, quote unquote, of a friend.
It was a friend
she
of
says.
A friend.
Oh.
I met her a few times.
You're getting called out.
No, why?
Is what?
Why me? Mm-hmm. Why can't we call her? Mm-hmm. Why don't we never call her out? Is she so dangerous? She's going to beat
us
up.
Yeah, she's dangerous. You bet.
Yeah. Punch us right in the nose.
And watch it. So you have something to do, something to say, something
to
announce?
I already said it. I did it. It's all done. Now it's on you. Tell us why you know all these strippers. Did you meet them at work or
single day announcement is right now.
All right.
That's what's happening right now.
3-day tickets sold out really quickly.
They did. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Bottle Rock is no joke this year, man. This is, I mean.
It's no joke any of the years. Yeah, they've put together a nice event.
It's been great, but this year I'm like willing to fight someone for these tickets.
And you have to believe that Napa, you know, they're like, yeah, we're no vacancies during the, you know, the event.
Oh,
it's
my God.
All the restaurants are packed.
I tried
the
so long
people party
yesterday
so
to
hard.
Get something to stay in that weekend.
No luck?
No, nothing. In fact, actually, I could get Sunday night accommodations at this one place. I don't want to say the name of the place. It was like the one place. You know, I want to say somewhere walking. I don't want to have to Uber over there and, you know, or walk 2 miles.
I can't remember. I got his business card. Remember when we were up there for the first event?
At the Verasa.
Verasa, yeah.
The Hilton. Wasn't it the Verasa?
No,
Hilton, Verasa.
Whatever it is. I'm not sure what the first part is, what company, but it's the Verasa.
I can't remember his name anymore, but he was like, yeah, you guys, you can, you know, let me know when you're coming up for any of these things.
I mean, I know.
He has to keep a room empty, right?
Or five.
We're
all going to stay in
artists,
one room, Vinny.
For artists.
Oh.
It's the Westin Verasa Napa.
All right.
Ah, that's it.
Yeah, well, listen, we know the mayor. I mean, can't she help us out? Come on, pull some strings, mayor. Is she still the mayor?
I think your boy let her down, though.
Yeah.
He didn't deliver.
He wouldn't give her the Persian man meat. Well, anyway.
What we should do is book our rooms now
for next year. John said the same thing. I'm like, I was pulling my hair out yesterday trying to.
No.
So this one place, like their average night is like $250 to say $400. It's not a low-end place, right? It's already
right.
$250. So it's totally sold out for Friday night, totally sold out for Saturday. Sunday night, you can get it. It's like, I guess I had some leftover rooms. $950.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a bit of a jack up. Come on. So, good luck, everybody. Single day tickets is going to be the way to go because you're not going to have to worry about accommodations. You go up there and you go home. Single day. Here's the lineups. Friday. Oh, this is my day. Friday's my day. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Miley Cyrus, Brandi Carlile, Foles, Jimmy Eat World, Local Natives, Phineas, Milky Chance, Amos Lee, and the list goes on each of these days because there are five stages going all day and all the other fun stuff to do at Bottle Rock Napa Valley. So that's your Friday, the May 22nd lineup. Saturday, the 23rd, your headliner is Stevie Nicks, Khalid, Janelle Monáe, Maggie Rogers, Blondie of Monsters and Men, Empire of the Sun, Tegan and Sara, Camp, and Grace VanderWaal, and a million more. On Sunday, this is the day with the Dave Matthews Band, Anderson .Paak, and the Free Nationals, Zedd, the Yvette Brothers, Maren Morris, or is it the Avett brothers? People always yell at me about how I
thought it was the Abbott brothers.
Well, I always
but
think
it
it's the
matter.
Abbott too, but people
it doesn't matter. You're doing the best you can.
I think so Avid, we looked this up a few weeks ago.
Avid?
Yeah. We think it's one way, but it's the opposite way. Whatever we think it is, it's the opposite.
It's not that, right. Michael Franti is playing on the Sunday on Spearhead. Iration, John Bellion, Matt Nathanson, Trampled by Turtles, and more. Each of these
days
has...
a great day, too.
I know, they're all good
days.
Dave
Matthews' band is way bigger than you think.
Mm. Oh, my God. People love them.
Mm-hmm.
Three-day tickets are sold out. Single-day tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you pick your day and you buy that day's tickets. BottleRockNapaValley.com has all the info. Fridays. I can't get a place to stay. I'm just going on Friday. That's the day for me.
You know, you don't live that far.
Yeah, I'm not driving up there every day, worrying about parking and everything else.
Yeah.
No.
I'm with you.
I'll see if I can scam a place to stay from Danielle.
Well, you love that Uber.
Uber's difficult at festivals. They can't drop you off near it, and it's
and it costs a lot. The surge pricing is insane.
Yeah.
All right.
They get you.
They do.
So there you go. So once again, Friday night, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers headlining. Saturday, Stevie Nicks. Sunday, Dave Matthews Band. Single day tickets for Bottle Rock go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at BottleRockNapaValley.com.
John Frusciante's triumphant return to the Red Hots.
Yeah.
Here in the Bay Area on Friday night for Bottle Rock. That's going to be a big show to be at.
I am determined to see that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Sarah, trees come from seeds.
Yeah, but to plant a tree, you don't just stick a seed in the ground. You get a little, they usually get a sapling and plant that, you know?
Agreed.
So I'm saying 300 million trees or whatever they're saying they're putting in there. What was it? Wasn't that? It was a lot.
It's millions of trees. Yeah. And I'm equally confused. And yet, to me, I'm just glad to hear that's
sure. Let's forest
being
this
done.
Place.
Right.
That's where our oxygen comes from.
Right.
I don't know if everybody knows that. Cut down all the trees. You don't have any more air.
Tell Sarah she can remove the picture now from the cam. We can't see her. When I was doing that story and you had the crazy guy.
Yeah.
You got the camera, you got the picture up in front of the camera, and I swear I continued to do the story, and then it feels like 5 minutes passed. I looked up, and you were still just holding it.
Well, it's just a nice way to block the camera.
I know how that works.
Who's running the camera today, Corey?
Corey.
Yeah, so Corey, you know, he knows. I don't want to be on it. Keep it on me as little as possible. I was picking my nose or something, you know? I don't want that. Up there, my skunk stripe going down my head.
You going to let it go gray?
No, I'm going to dye it at some point. I'm waiting for like an occasion, you know? I hate dyeing it, so I'm always like, well, I'll be seeing it this or that. So I guess Bottle Rock.
No!
I'll dye it in 5 months.
Vinny, Hulk Baby should hang out with my kid. I don't think we're ever going to get rid of the rubber mats on our living room floor. No fear and no sense of self-preservation. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should let her fall on the hard floor a couple times.
It's hard to stand by and let that
I
happen.
Agree, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, it's how you learn about all of the
I like
her,
too. That's the even weirder part is I like her, and I really don't want to see her hit her head.
Well, kids are really close to the ground, and they're not that heavy.
That's not what she does. What she does, we have a Facebook portal.
Yes.
She will go, someone will say Nona or something like that, where she is reminded. She goes to the counter, pushes this chair across the floor to the portal, climbs up on the chair, and starts trying to dial Nona. And you're watching it laughing because you can see she's...
she gets how
she's
it
thinking,
works.
Yeah.
She's trying to make this
exact...
thing work. Right. Mm-hmm. But the point is she's climbing on everything all the time.
Well,
it would be a lot farther than from, you know, whatever her height is when she falls.
Well, they say if your kid hasn't gone to the emergency room by the time they're 5, you are overparenting.
Oh, is that right?
That's what they say.
Well,
but
the first one's been there, so we did a good job with that one.
Fine job with that one. She made a few trips, if I recall.
Yeah, she did. I get blue walking through a Target or a drugstore, and I realize there's so many plastic containers, and this is one of 1,000 stores.
Right. And this is just what's on the shelves today. And all this stock is going to get turned and replaced.
Well, that's why it's great news when you hear someone has come up with a cactus version that biodegrades in a month. That's huge.
There was a seaweed version. Remember this? A couple months ago, we saw this thing where instead of making plastic water bottles. They were putting it in this like weird seaweed container that would eventually break down.
Uh-huh.
Like there are ways to do this. Unfortunately, people don't want to pay a lot of money for stuff, and no one wants their style cramped. It sucks.
My 4-year-old son loves the planets, and I managed to hold it together on Uranus for years until recently I cracked up and explained why it was funny, and he now says Uranus means your
planet.
The middle of your butt. Mm. I can't say the word, but you know what I'm saying when I say the middle. Right, the middle of your... Right. You guys, 650s, you guys seem to forget. Hunter lost his mother and sister in a car crash, and him and his brother survived. Survivor guilt is real. He's clearly broken, but maybe give him a small break instead of bashing him. First of all, I didn't forget that. I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
I'd never heard that
story.
I
actually thought that the what is Joe Biden's wife's name? That's not Hunter and Beau's mom.
I don't know.
Well,
enough about
vice,
them.
She was our second lady. Is that what the phrase?
Nobody
presents?
Knows the second lady.
Sure,
Sarah.
They do.
No,
Tipper
they
Gore.
Don't.
Come on. I mean,
well, Tipper Gore made the news for very specific reasons.
His wife is like a teacher. She's blonde. She had like a blunt haircut. Good looking lady.
I don't know.
She could be our first lady.
I don't know.
Is it Jill Biden?
It is Jill Biden. So she's not their mom, huh?
I don't know. I don't know this story this person's
either.
Writing in about. But honestly, in his situation, and I do understand that people have lots of problems.
Mm.
I have them. I get it. That said, he's someone with a big bright light shining on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he
just keeps doing things to get that light shine even brighter. Oh, look, more light's coming in. I'm sorry. What's happening over here? Take a look at that.
I mean, the I get addiction. I really do. But going after your brother's wife?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Well,
there's a million women on the planet. A billion women on the planet.
If that was the only thing that had gone haywire in his life, I can see it. She's grieving her missing husband. He's grieving his brother.
Yeah.
They relate, you know, in maybe a way that other people aren't. I can see people getting close in a situation like that. It's weird. And out from the outside, it's like, oh, what are you doing that for? But I can see that happening. It's the whole knocking up a hooker, marrying a 30-year-old, doing crack, leaving all your crack in the rental car when you return it. Like, what self-respecting drug addict does that? Come on, man. You take your drugs with you. Well, I suppose if he was going to the airport, he wasn't going to be able to get that stuff.
There's
on the plane.
That.
Yeah.
Well, if I do all this, I may get arrested trying to get through security.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I don't need more spotlights. I'll just leave it in the car.
Morning, radio family. Vinny just checking in to see how Isla is doing. Also, today is my daughter Libby's 11th birthday. She was born with a very serious congenital heart defect 11 years ago, and today she's thriving.
Yay.
I was wondering if you could wish my little heart warrior a happy birthday today. It would mean the world to us. Love you guys.
Happy birthday, Libby.
Yep. Happy birthday, Libby.
11 years old.
What's up with the podcast? Why so many daily now? And they don't drop in order. It's such a pain in the butt.
Oh, they're not dropping in order?
Well, I know they did not drop in order yesterday, but I'm wondering. I got to talk to Brent about it.
We've made a couple changes to the way those are delivered. Yeah. Hopefully it will be an improved process at but
it'll
know,
be
look,
easier
it's new.
To find a
it's
chunk
the new year, and
it's right.
new, and it's we're working on it.
Yes,
and Bryn is sick, so maybe there's that.
Right, Bryn is ruining everything with his sickness. God,
I don't know. I think there was some coding off yesterday that we put down. So.
Oh God, coding.
Well, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna talk to the digital
so that
guy
is.
Today.
He doesn't know. And Ron,
and Ron's not there anymore.
Do we know anyone in the digital department?
Yeah. I
Where
met
did
with the guy.
Ron go?
And Ron's now working with our traffic and continuity department.
And continuity? I don't like this. Where's our and Ron?
They moved and Ron?
Yeah.
So no Brad and no and Ron?
No Brad and no and Ron.
Who's in that department?
Carl. Nice guy. I met him.
Oh, Carl is the new and Ron.
Yes. He's a
I'm going to just start calling him Brad.
Guy. No, don't.
Oh, yeah.
Carl's very nice.
I'm sure. It's hard for us.
It changes, huh?
We'll like him a lot better if he's called Brad.
Yeah.
God, you guys.
We're going to call him Cabrad.
Stop.
Vinny, poor choice of words. These people who wanted to hook you up and hang. I know that I wasn't meaning to reference the way that man died on the Grindr app, but it did come out the wrong way.
Oh, this is the guy. He's a Grindr.
The guy that was murdered.
He murdered one person, but many people had escaped
had
from his
fled from his house
dungeon.
Running for their life.
Right.
And it turns out he's a cannibal,
right.
Among other.
Yes, and a murderer. And into bondage.
Right.
Scott would probably be so into that guy. I hate to say it, but Scott, I can picture you telling Scott that story. Oh, then what happened? And then what? Corey, what are you leaning in for? Huh? He's into it too.
Oh,
I'm getting a thumbs up from Corey. Be careful out there, Corey.
916.
Who's going to eat you?
Just so you know, you don't love me, and I want you to stop saying you do.
What?
Hey, Vinny, my husband and I are going to NYC for the first time at the end of this month. I wanted to let you know I got us tickets to Hamilton on Broadway in NYC for $350 each for great seats.
Oh, boy.
LOL.
With the Broadway cast.
Love you. Have a great day. You don't love me. Yeah, you wouldn't have written that.
Yeah, that's,
come on.
They love you. They're just reminding you that you're a big dummy.
I'm a big dummy because you...
Not because
pumped
of
it.
No.
You and that lunatic Gretchen pumped it up to be the thing that you've got to see.
Listen.
And tickets are going to be so scarce that if you don't get them right now,
Vinny,
and pay whatever the going price is, you are going to miss the most important show of your lifetime.
You could have gotten them for cheaper if you'd gone to the actual, was it at the Orpheum? I'm not sure where it was.
Don't.
But wherever it was, if you'd gotten to that actual box
office. That's what
I
typed in.
Yeah, and then you didn't bother to look at the site that you landed on.
I went to the first thing.
And then you bought the first pair that were up there for $1,700 a pair for nosebleed seats.
Why do we have to relive this so much?
Because you're a dummy.
Oh, my God.
And you act like I'm the one who made you do it.
You did make me do
it. Well, I made you interested in the play, but I certainly didn't hold a gun to your head or put my fingers over yours to type the
thing. And I wasn't even interested. I thought I was doing something nice for my lady who, you know, she goes, can you see from here? I'm like, oh my God. No,
you know what?
Can't
when you
see
were yelling
here.
Sarah into the air, you should have been saying, myself! Why do I do it? You blame me all you want, but you're the one.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. See what he's doing right now? Yell myself, do it. It'll feel good. Own the blame.
I'm not talking anymore.
No, all right, then I'm going to push this button.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Grab a chair, Yuzi.
The one text I meant to get to because it was about the Band-Aid for your perineum.
Yes.
You know, to help you be better in bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was married to a man with PE, premature
excavation.
Right. We found ways to work around it that kept me satisfied, but his insecurities and paranoia around the topic ultimately ended our marriage. Mm. He obsessively worried that I'd go get it elsewhere, and that was more unattractive than the PE.
Yeah.
After 10 exhausting years of reassuring him, I finally left him. Then I did get it elsewhere, and man, am I glad I did. I've spent the last 12 years single and having the best sex of my life, not with the same person.
12 years of sex.
Humping away with a different person anytime you want.
Anytime you want. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, did
that's
going to
do it
for us.
We did. Well, we just got right into our convo, which I like. I think that's, because basically we were talking and then we turned the mics on and then we kept talking.
Right.
You know, this whole resetting thing. Hi, in case you didn't know, you're at Alice. And we're Sarah and Vinny. And this is our producer, Yuzette.
Hello.
So,
one last one.
Okay.
You boys need to get over the longevity thing. As a woman, I would much rather have sex be too short than way too long.
Oh, I agree with
Pretty sure both Yuzi and Sarah agree.
I totally agree.
Yeah. As long as we're both having fun.
I don't think they're talking about...
Well, I stop having fun at about 9 minutes. So let's make
Sometimes
this happen.
Sometimes I want it longer. You know, it just depends.
Is 9 minutes the
I'm just kidding about that. There is no number. I just don't want to... It needs to last as long as it needs to and no longer. There's no,
be fun the whole time.
No hour of, sawing away. Like, no, thank you. I don't... I'm not
bang,
a
bang,
I'm not
bang,
a
bang, 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 bang,
here.
Bang,
like,
bang,
please.
Bang, bang,
oh my God.
I am so, what can I do to make this process better? Let me say something dirty. Here we go. Yeah. So
It was great hanging out with you today.
Yeah,
we are Bottle Rock Central all day long today. Another chance coming up at noon 30, 3:30, 5:30. These are the 3-day passes. Those are sold out. The single day passes are available starting tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are headlining the Friday show. Stevie Nicks for Saturday and Dave Matthews Band for Sunday. BottleRockNapaValley.com. It's on. Keep it here on Radio Alice, or just Alice, all day long. Right. Or go to radio.com. And we'll see you back here already Thursday. Oh, my
Yay.
God. It's amazing.
Stay tuned for Lexi and Jane's today, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.